This episode of Risen Motherhood is brought to you by World Vision. As aftershocks of the COVID-19 crisis are pushing families deeper into poverty across the globe, child sponsorship is one of the most effective ways to help the world's most vulnerable children and their communities address the impacts of this pandemic. World Vision provides emergency COVID-19 supplies to the most vulnerable, including food, masks, and hygiene kits. Come alongside mothers living in the fragile places by sponsoring a child now and help children lift themselves out of poverty for good. Visit worldvision.org/RM to sponsor a child today. We're so thankful for World Vision's support.
Motherhood is hard. One second, we think we're doing a good enough job, and the next, we feel like the worst mom on the planet. Which is why we need the refreshing truth of the gospel to be repeated over and over, giving us hope in the everyday moments. So, Mama, whether you're sipping cold coffee or doing a sink full of dishes, we hope you'll find truth, encouragement, and laughter here. This is the Risen Motherhood Podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys, welcome back to Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily, and I'm here with Laura. And we are excited to introduce you to kind of our first episode of this fall season. And this is one that I know I still need now as much as I needed the almost 5 years ago when we recorded it.
Oh, yeah. Hear, hear. Totally agree. It was amazing to like listen back to this and think that was 5 years ago. We had newborns, like all of our kids were probably 3 and under,
babies,
something like
toddlers,
that. Yeah. Really, really young. I was living in Chicago. You were living here in Iowa. You probably had living in your old house.
Even. Oh, yeah. In our dark basement. I was just thinking the other day, why did we never install any more lights in there? It was built a long time ago. It had this one or two like overhead lights.
It was kind of a creepy basement
it
vibe.
Was.
Yeah,
it
kind of did.
But if I remember right, this was the first time we recorded together in person because do you remember I came to your house
in
the Chicago area? And we had kind of this super mega like work weekend or something.
Yes, I recall. Yeah.
And so it was really fun. We recorded together, which is why we were giddy and like,
yeah, you're going to hear
totally
us laughing a lot
on this podcast. And okay, this is another fun fact for those of you who have kind of heard every episode. This was the weekend we mentioned where we got an email from our agent.
Oh, yeah. Our soon-to-be agent.
An
inquiry email.
Yeah. And it was like the very, very first conversation we ever had about a book.
Yes, that's true. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe you remember that. I had forgotten, but that is true. You had come for a work weekend, which I loved. I love to work. And so I was so happy to like have Emily and like blaze through work.
I think you broke my brain that weekend.
I probably did. And I was just ready to keep going. But it was really fun. And speaking of the book, it is our book birthday tomorrow.
Yes. It's also Laura's birthday.
Yes.
So let's tell her happy birthday as well.
Thank you.
But our book birthday, so it came out 1 year ago. And if you are new to our community or you haven't checked out a copy, we would just really encourage you to do so. It's definitely about motherhood and the gospel, all the things you hear on here, except for it's a lot more personal, and we have really packaged each chapter so that it is something you can read in one sitting.
Mm-hmm. And we tell stories about our lives and share stuff that you won't hear on the show, of course. And we talk about just major topics that we're assuming you're dealing with. If you're a mom, like you probably have a little bit of questions about postpartum body image or about school choice,
food choice,
marriage, hospitality,
all the things,
work at home, work outside the home, all sorts of stuff. So we cover a lot of those topics in there. And actually, we have something kind of exciting where we are launching book clubs this fall.
Yeah, so it's really exciting because some of you might remember last year when we did our book launch, we gave this whole e-course in that Facebook group about how to apply the gospel to your own circumstances. Because we know, like in the book, we're not going to be able to talk to every single thing that you're facing. We know that each and every day we have lots of things we're trying to process through the lens of the gospel. So we were actually able to take that e-course and package it into a leader's guide, all of that same great information. So you get that when you sign up and you register to do a book club, and it's free.
Yeah, it's totally free. And actually, you get some free goodies, which is fun.
Oh, yeah.
So if you sign up as a leader, you're going to get a tote and a journal, and then you'll actually get bookmarks for you and everyone in your crew. So I think that's pretty sweet. And then also, there's a great deal going on with ChristianBook.com where if you are hosting a book club, you can use a code called RM
Risen Mom 20.
Thank you. Risen Mom 20 in order to get 50% off the price of the book. So if you don't have a book yet, or one of the gals in your group doesn't have a book, then you'd be able to get that at a really great discounted rate.
Yeah. So we know that a lot of us have been social distancing and quarantining, isolating during this time, and we probably are all needing an opportunity to talk to moms, even if it is over Zoom or it's over Voxer, or it's just getting all your lawn chairs out in a socially distant circle, whatever that looks like for you. We hope that it's an opportunity to talk deeply with other moms about the gospel and what you're facing and experiencing in light of Christ.
Yeah. So if you'd like to sign up for a book club, head over to risenmotherhood.com/2020bookclub. We will also have that listed in the show notes, and make sure to do that by October 5th. That's a Monday. That is the last day for you to be able to sign up in order to get the leader's guide and all the fun swag. And now let's get to the show that, again, we all need. I feel like this still happens to us, where we need a chance to reset.
Absolutely. I still have to battle this in that moment where something happens with my kids and I just feel like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
Like TV for the rest of the day.
It's all gone. It's all gone.
I'll start again
tomorrow.
Just
eat so much junk food. Watch all the TV. No bedtime. We're just letting it all go.
Yeah, but you are going to hear in this show that we still stand by this. That is not what our response should be in Christ. So
that's right.
Take a listen. Welcome back to Risen Motherhood. I'm Emily Jensen, literally right next to my sister-in-law, Laura Whiffler.
We are together, physically in the same room.
If you don't know, we usually record over Skype because, well, we live a ways away from each other.
Yeah, about 5 hours away.
And like, even if we lived right next door, it would still be really difficult.
Probably still Skype, because let's be honest, we have this thing called kids. It makes it very difficult. We have to hide in our basements. Yeah,
to record. But it's exciting. We are here together today.
Yeah.
And
I just feel so giddy right now.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's fun to be talking with you here on the couch.
And we just got coffees together, and it's like, it's nap time. And I don't usually have afternoon coffee, I feel a little wired.
Yeah. Whew. Okay. I know that's as a... There's a fine line between not enough coffee and way too much coffee.
Yeah, Emily may be on the way too much point.
Okay, I'm going to calm down here.
She's kind of heavy breathing next to me. You guys hear that?
Okay, so we wanted to talk today, though, about turning our day around.
Yes.
And not in the pull yourself up by your bootstraps, I'm going to try harder type of way, which is really subtle, because as we were discussing this topic, we were kind of like, well, the culture really sends this message a lot, and kind of, you know, if you were to go look at self-help books or something, like, you can determine your future, you can make your day what you want it to be, you can, you know, if you just try hard and you're just driven enough, you can kind of live how you want to live. But that's not really what the gospel says.
Right. And I think there are a lot of days for us as moms where, you know, it could be like 10 minutes into your day and already it's going terribly, or maybe it doesn't happen until the afternoon. But, you know, those days where you are just short on patience, or your kids are just being a little more testy, or maybe just the day has not gone well, like kind of a string of bad things, you know, just unfortunate things that have happened where I know that there are days where I am just like, I just remember like my son threw up literally all over my body, like into my chest, you guys. And I had to go straight to the shower. Like, I mean, my clothes and all, straight into the shower.
Ugh.
And my daughter had a blowout, and they were within like 20 minutes of each other. I just got cleaned up, and she had like the world's worst blowout that of course got all over everything, because I didn't realize that's what it was happening.
Yeah.
You know how? And so like just a bad day where it's like a string of things that like no one can control happen, and you just lose it, you know? And you're on that edge of, okay, fine. Everybody can watch TV today. Everybody can eat whatever they want. I'm gonna just eat the world.
I'm gonna eat whatever I want.
I'm gonna eat whatever I want. And you know, where you just sort of start letting your day spiral out of control.
And I know for me, like, I am a very idealistic person, and I kind of have a picture in my mind of what kind of mom I want to be. And so sometimes even my day will start out great, and I'm like, okay, I woke up early this morning, I checked that box. I took a shower this morning, check that box. I had my quiet time. And so because I did all those things, I think, okay, today's going to go great. And then, you know, my kids wake up and they wake up crying, like walking down the hall out of their room. And you're like, seriously, that's how today is going to go. And then they dump, you know, half a box of Cheerios on the floor before anybody's even eating any food. Yep. And you just, and it, you know, maybe I've like lost my temper, like right off the bat. Yep. And it's like, oh, this is not going to go well. And so we just want you guys to know we feel that.
Yeah, we have those days or like a nap time day when you don't get nap time and you've been sort of counting on it.
You've been counting on it. And then the kid wakes up and you're like,
that might be one of the worst things where you, if you don't get nap time. I know for a lot of moms and some moms don't get nap time. Emily doesn't actually really get nap time.
I've had to adjust to that.
But when you're like expecting like at least semblance of peace.
To take a break and take a deep breath and you don't get that.
Yeah, that's a really hard moment. Let's be honest. Yeah.
So we want to talk about kind of what to do when we get in those situations and like you feel that prompting from the Holy Spirit, which is really subtle usually, kind of like, okay, I know that this is a moment where like I probably need to stop and change my perspective and maybe change the way some things are going. And you know, like you could do that and you sometimes choose not to. Like, how can we kind of get through those moments and pursue our identity in Christ?
Just take a second for a moment and think about, you know, yourself as a mom and the standard that you hold yourself to. And I am willing to bet that most of us hold ourselves to a very high standard of motherhood, of what we hope will be. And whether that comes from the world or social media or just our own self-imposed expectations on how we should respond to our children, respond to our husband, you know, the inner monologue running through our heads. Like if you start thinking about, you know, how did I respond in gentleness, in patience, in self-control and peacemaking? And how was I loving today? And was I joyful in all that I did today? And probably the answer is that you didn't measure up and that you didn't do quite as well as you hoped
probably
you would.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably fell on your face in that. But I think what's neat is that even though we totally fail to measure up to not only our own standards, but God's perfect standards for holiness, but Jesus, he did all of that perfectly. Yeah. So like he was always responding in gentleness. He was always kind. He was always full of joy, even though he had difficult circumstances at times. He always obeyed God perfectly. And because he laid down his life for us and he died and received the punishment that we deserve, we now get to live in light of that. And we get to, it's for us, like we did all of those things right.
Yeah, God sees us the same way that Jesus responded. Yes. Like he sees us as perfect. As Jesus was and lived.
Which is crazy. And that is like this identity stuff we keep coming back to and talking
blows
to.
Blows your mind.
We need to tie our identity to that truth. Yes. We need to live like that is true about us. And when we sin and when we fall short, not go back and identify with
our guilt,
bad mom, or like mom who, you know, yells at her kids, or I'm a mom who's lazy, or whatever those things are. That is not who we are in God's eyes. And as soon as we identify and like kind of tether ourselves to that, we walk in it.
Yeah.
But when we tether ourselves to Christ and we say, no, like, God already sees me as having an A++.
When you are really an F student.
Yes. And so I don't need to add anything to that. There's nothing I can add to it, but I can be really grateful and I can live like that now. Yeah. I have the power of the Holy Spirit. That's a message that we need to preach to ourselves.
Yeah. And when you really believe that, like Emily keeps saying, like it transforms everything that you do. It transforms the way you respond.
Yeah.
It transforms your thinking in the moment when you are feeling those thoughts that are coming through of just saying like, I'm a bad mom, or I let my kids watch way too much TV. I fed them too many fruit snacks. My house is not clean enough. You know, like whatever it may be, like that is wherein you can bring in truth and speak that to yourself. And so what does this practically look like? It says, okay, I had my inner monologue of negativity running through my brain, and this day has been an utter failure.
Or you saw your sin. You saw that you weren't patient. You saw you know, you just acknowledge that. You're feeling that.
Confess that.
Yeah, that true conviction, kind of. Then what?
then you speak truth to yourself. And then, that can be through scripture or through just correcting your mind through godly and biblical truths. So, and then, and then from there you walk forward and you change your action. And so we want the message of today to be to, hey, redeem your day, moms. Like, we want you to know that no day is too far gone. You are never too far gone. Like, as a mom, you're never too far lost. You're never too bad to be redeemed and to change the way your day is going to look going forward.
And we can do that because of what Jesus did for us. And so, yeah, we just want to commission you guys there and just practically talk through just a couple of moments that Laura and I have had where we've experienced that, and kind of maybe a time when we've responded sort of rightly.
Okay. That might be hard to find. No, but my Mother's Day is a good example of just a day that sort of went south real fast. It was like 4:30 in the morning and my husband got called into a work emergency, and it was the moment that I knew that, bummer, like, this is not, this won't be really be Mother's Day at all today. And because no one's going to be able to tell my 3-year-old to say Happy Mother's Day. And, so it was, you know, it was really hard. And it was kind of one of those days that just started out really bad. But by God's grace, I was actually, you know, it's a Sunday. So I went to church and was just really convicted that, like, hey, I'm spending Mother's Day doing the one thing that, like, I'm supposed to be doing, and doing my job and caring for my children. And there was part of me that wanted to say, let's just turn on the TV. Let's go out to lunch. Let's go out to dinner. Kids, you go do your thing. And I'm going to go do my thing, because this is my day. And I really just felt like, no, I want to enjoy my children this day and be intentional with them and be joyful that I get to spend time with them. And so I was convicted of just having a pouty kind of mournful attitude about my lot in life. And praise the Lord that I was able to just turn that day around. And actually it ended up being a really fun day with my kids, and we went to the park, and it was really good. But know that too, it didn't go perfectly. You know, I was able to turn my thoughts around, but it wasn't like, we want you guys to hear too that just because, you know, you take control of your thoughts and you get your heart set on the right things and focus, that doesn't mean that that day is going to be perfect.
But it means that I think we're going to be more aware of the fact that God is with us.
Yeah, definitely.
And that we can be grateful and have right perspective just eternally on our situation.
It certainly makes your attitude better. Like, the days that I've done it, I have felt so much happier. Like, I'm like, I'm glad I chose this, because otherwise I'd be pouting around and complaining in my heart and probably to my kids. Like, there is, like, it truly does transform when your perspective is shifted to the right things, to godly things. Like, your day really does, I want to say go better, but I feel like that's dangerous territory.
Well, our heart attitudes are better. And yeah, of course, like, if, even if you have hard circumstances, I think if you're looking through it, looking at it through the lens of what God has done for you and how grateful you are, you're going to enjoy your day.
Yeah. You look at it. Yes.
So, exactly. And yeah, I'm trying to think if I have, like, great specific examples, but, something my 3.5, almost 4-year-old keeps saying to me lately is, he's like, Mom, what are you so mad about? He's, like, really into facial expressions. And
they
so,
can read. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm not smiling, he's like, Mommy, what are you so mad about? And it's just been really interesting for me to pause. And a lot of times I realize I am grumping around the house. I'm like, you need to go there, and you need to do this, and you need to stop doing that. And
No.
And it's just always a really convicting moment for me of, like, yeah, what am I modeling? And I would say, you know, sometimes I'm kind of like, Mommy's mad because you're not obeying.
I know.
You need to stop. But other times I do pause and I think, you know, this is not the example I want to set. And, like, I need to remember God is not mad at me for what I have done. He has poured his wrath out on Jesus. And so I can go forward and have a joyful attitude. I can have a gracious attitude towards my children. I can show them more mercy. I can show them more patience, because God has been very patient with me. And so, yeah, I just, I'm glad that at least I'm getting used to doing that more. I think, and once you do it some, it gets a little easier.
It's true. Practice, not practice makes perfect, but practice makes easier, I guess you would say.
Yes. And it's just that inner monologue. And why we're doing Risen Motherhood, because we want to help moms, as we are trying to help ourselves, put those thoughts on Jesus and be thinking in terms of, how does my faith in Christ impact this really mundane everyday moment that I am dealing with right now? Because it's not too spiritual for that everyday moment. It's needed.
The gospel affects everything.
Yes. So I don't know if we have a challenge for ourselves.
Oh, a challenge. Wow. This is getting, well, this really sounds like a diet.
Okay. But you can have cookies on this challenge or Fritos or whatever it is that people like.
She knows my weakness is Fritos.
Mine is cookies. So there, I just came out.
Yeah, now you guys know. Well, I think the challenge really is to just walk forward throughout your day. And even today, no matter what time you're listening to this podcast, and know that it can be redeemed. It can be changed, that you can take back your day because of the power and the sacrifice of what Jesus did, not by your own, again, like we said at the very beginning of the show, not by your own bootstraps, but because of what Christ did for you, you can walk forward in freedom and not in guilt.
Yeah. And you may even have something on your mind right now that you're like, I know that thing that I really have already done today that maybe isn't so great. And so we just want to encourage you as well to like face that.
Yeah.
And stare it in the face and be like, yeah, that wasn't right. We want to, you know, make that right with whoever you need to make it right with. And don't hide that. Give it to the Lord and know that like there is grace for that.
Yes.
Jesus paid for whatever that thing is too, whether you already had an argument with your husband today, maybe over a parenting thing, or you already snapped at your kids, or you already, you know, were inconsistent with discipline, whatever it is, God already knows that about you.
Yeah.
And he is not shocked and he wants a relationship with you and he is not mad at you because of what happened in Christ. He poured all of that out.
Yes. And it's him who's bringing it to mind right now. That's why you're thinking of it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Zingers. We
have them too.
We have them too. So, all right. With that, I think we need to wrap up. Please, if you think of it, we would love it if you would share the show. It is the best way to get the word out. And we want as many moms as possible to hear about the gospel and how it can transform their mothering. So take a second and share it if you think about it. All right. Well, thanks for listening so much today, guys.
Yeah, see ya.
Real quick before you go, don't forget to sign up for the Risen Motherhood Book Clubs. You can get more information at risenmotherhood.com/2020 book club.